B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be failing me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
You have a chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
Yes, it's time for Sound Off, and what a day for Sound Off following it, what the Eagles did yesterday. Found the Sound Off line is 610-771-9705. When you got something to say, I'm sure this line has been humming since they lost this game. Just publish your message, and we may play it on Sound Off.
Holy crap. We lost to the Washington football team. The Washington football team. A nameless team. A freaking dumpster fire for the Washington football team.
People got a kick out of that.
We've lost to a team with not even a nickname.
And that team might go 1-15. They stink.
They might.
Yo, Mikey Miss. What a disgrace and a debacle yesterday. The offensive line should have just been on a milk carton. And Prince Harry, what's up with him? Anyway, he should have just stayed in the locker room.
Prince Harry?
He's talking about Carson. Because he looks like Prince Harry.
Oh, okay. Right. I thought something actually happened with Prince Harry.
No, not this time.
All right.
So, I just had a question. Doug Peterson knows you're allowed to run the ball, right? Right? Asking for a friend. Thanks.
Yeah, I get it. What did they acquire Barry Sanders? Listen, Boston Scott is... Would I feel comfortable to just run the ball Boston Scott? I probably would not. I would figure out some other ways, though, to get him involved. Get him ball in space, stuff like that.
You know, the one thing we know about Philadelphia sports teams is they put a lot of losing in between winning. So the fact that the Eagles won the Super Bowl just a couple of years ago means there's a whole lot of losing coming up.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I thought that they were going to be a pretty consistent winning team. We were told that. But I don't know. Listen, it's one game. I'm trying to look at it like, okay, that was a terrible game. Next week they bounce back and win, and then we'll forget all about this.
Hey, Michael, how you like Foles now? This guy is a freaking loser. Okay? 17-0. And they blow this game basically because of him.
Yeah, I had nothing to do with Foles, though, because, you know, I kind of paid attention to the rest of his career, and it hasn't worked out that well for that guy, so...
Why do we have to keep getting... Why can't it just be that this quarterback was bad? Isn't that enough?
It doesn't even make sense. Make it make sense.
And I didn't know we let go of Aaron Rodgers, but yeah, I can learn.
Ah, it's Pat from Blue League. What the heck? We're up 17-0. Ah!
That was the angry Coach Al.
Yes. Yes, it was.
I'm so damn mad. How can you continuously run the play action fake when you didn't run this ball the whole damn game? Let me remind you, Doug, play action only works if you run the ball. The Eagles did not do that against the stinking no name.
Yeah, I got you. How about a quick toss? Like, if there's any time that a quick toss would work, it might have worked yesterday. Like the quick toss to Boston Scott. You know, those guys are coming flying at you. Yeah, you beat them around the corner.
Yeah, they tried one screen pass. It didn't work. And then they just didn't go back to it.
Yeah.
For what reason?
I don't want to hear that the offensive line is horrible and Carson was under duress. How about we just call what we called? He's not a top 10 quarterback. At best, he's middle of the pack. He can't read defenses. He cannot throw from the pocket. He misses open receivers. He makes horrific throws.
I'm not going to sit here and defend him today. I can't. So everything you say about him, I got to go, yeah, you might be right.
Yeah, this is for all the Eagles fans. Listen real close. That there was a moment of silence for your birds. Good night. Thank you.
Moment of silence.
What? Yeah, he said season's over.
Good Lord. Come on. Season's not over.
So Washington is just a two-win team. No, maybe a four-win team. There's no possible way they could beat the Eagles. Game's not even over yet, and the Eagles are cooked.
Sounds like either a Dallas fan. You can't be possibly a Washington fan, because that'd be embarrassing. But I'm hearing maybe a little Dallas sneak in there.
Yeah, he probably called before his team lost.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to tell you something. I don't care if you do put this call on your line, but it's really sad that the Eagles did not come out on the field for the national anthem. It's really a sin.
Yeah, well, people can choose to do what they want as far as that goes, but if you think that's a sin, and, you know, then that's the way you feel, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, why am I surprised that Wentz turned the ball over? And where the hell is the coach? Him and that iPad, where is the coach talking to him? Thanks.
Thank you, Suffer, for adding to Sound Off.
Wake up, okay? Racism is dead. Let it die.
What? I don't even know what that means.
Racism's over, Mike.
So
he's saying there's no more racism?
Yeah.
Well, and what kind of flowers grow in that planet you live on there? Yeah? All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by Rothman Orthopedics same-day joint replacement, where you can get your hip, knee, or shoulder replaced during the day and sleep in your own bed that very night. Visit samedayjoint.com.
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets up.
All righty. That concludes a very busy day on 97.5 The Fanatic. And tomorrow, I'm sure, brings another day. But we're not done talking about the Eagles. So it's a debut, a new show called Inside the Birds, featuring Jeff Mosher and Adam Kaplan, follows right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And then Devon takes over for the rest of the evening. Everybody have a great rest of the night. Be safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.